probably the legit weirdest person with cancer you ever meet, because I think in lots of ways it's probably the best thing that's ever happened to me.
How so?
Because, like, if you, I don't know, it's like it changes your perspective, right? And you can either let it be a really good change of perspective, or you can be like, let it be like a good, but then you feel really down on yourself. And I feel bad because I feel really good all the time. But I know there's so many people feel like complete crap before. When you feel like that, it's hard to, like, notice, like, okay, well, this was good about my day. Rather, you focus on the bad things. I figure if I focus on all the good things, your mind follows suit and whatnot, so I feel better all the time.
That's hard to do at first, right? To train yourself to do that?
No, not for me. I've just always been that way.
Good.
When I got into the oil field industry, I was standing in line somewhere in just, what is it, Oregon. And there's this, like, old trucker, like, just standing in line. He's like, oh, what's going on? Like, you can see the girl at the till is training. She's even got a trainer tag on. He's like, don't they know that this time is money for us? And I'm just like, I thought in that instance, I'm like, man, I'm going to be doing this kind of work for the rest of my life. I don't want to be that stressed out.
So what's your primary cancer?
Colorectal.
Okay. And so this happened when?
I was 27. I had been working in the oil field, and I kind of was just like, I was crapping blood. And I was like, well, I'm maybe partying and having crappy diet. So I'm like, I'll like eat healthy. I won't do anything like for 2 weeks and I'll just see how it goes. And I was still, there's still blood in my, in my stool, be proper. And I was like, I should probably go see a doctor. My dad had cancer already at this time too. Or he was dealing with it again, lung cancer like I have now. I got re-diagnosed with it spreading to spots in my lungs.
So now what do you do?
I'm a 32-year-old that technically lives at home with his mom. But, I mean, I have no problem with that. My dad died of lung cancer about 2 years ago now. So at the same time, it's kind of like, good and bad and love and hate, because it's like, I don't want to be 32 and at home. And parents are like, well, I don't want to be, in my retirement and taking care of a sick, helping take care of a sick son and whatnot. But at the same time, my mom lost my dad. So, and then at the same time, she just lost her husband, right? So she's not completely alone, So we kind of like, and we both agree that, that's an awesome thing that, is as crappy as it is, that's the way it worked out. It works out. So I just say now, if both of us ever get bad, I'll just get us a nurse.
I love your attitude.
I mean, I'm really lucky. And there's lots of people, though, that aren't lucky. I find myself, like, as more I talk, the more I want to, like, just help people increase their quality of life anyway. Because we're at this crazy point where I think if you look at, with Cancer Care Foundation, they're funding, new programs, new research. And every day we're coming out with new drugs and new treatments that are extending people's life. Like, even 10, 15 years ago, somebody like me might have that, 2 to 3 year life expectancy. And that was what would be the standard if things stopped working at the time. Whereas now I feel like we are treating mine like a chronic illness. When you treat something like a chronic illness, then you can have that quality of life talk and, find a level, because you're going to, live. Not, it's not that 2 or 3 year kind of worst case scenario. Now it's, I have all the time in the world, which is what most people lack, right? Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I can't just be like, okay, I'm going to go to the Bahamas next week, because next week I could feel really good, or I couldn't feel really good, or I might have a doctor's appointment. I really need to, I can't miss kind of thing. So I had this realization this past spring when I eventually, die and, move on. And if I get to the pearly gates and whatever God is there, he says, you can go back and you can live your life over cancer free and have a good life, but you may not have the same people in your life or the same interactions as you did the first time around. And to me, when I think about that, is like, my first answer is, no, send me back. I'll deal with cancer all over again. I'll go through the exact same life, because I feel even with all the bad in it, if I don't want to go back and live my same life over again, what does that say about me and my life? Even though I have cancer, I've had an awesome life for only being 32. Great organizations like the Cancer Care Foundation, they allow for people like me to be able to have the resources and abilities to live this life and live with cancer, but live comfortably.